Live.com.
Being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Billy. Hi, Billy. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, and they tell me that I stop breathing several times during the night. Is there anything that I can do for that?
Yeah, with sleep apnea, it depends. It depends on your weight. It depends on, obviously, several factors. When they do a sleep study, obviously, they can monitor all of that. Like they said, you stop breathing a couple times through the night. One thing that they found with sleep issues, regardless if you've got apnea or you're having challenges with sleeping, is to actually look into a couple things. Neurotransmitters, your brain chemistry, and having that evaluated can be very helpful. The other is also with oxygen getting into the cells. And so certain anemias can be triggers. So getting some blood work done, which I'm sure you've had, but they can dig a little bit deeper, looking at maybe some iron levels, ferritin as well for more of an iron deficiency. And they can also look at B12. There is a B12 test that's really good called MMA, methylmalonic acid. A lot of physicians don't run it. It can be very costly for the patient if insurance won't cover it. But it is kind of a gold standard for B12. And so it's a great one to look at. Also, making sure that your body absorbs B12. Intrinsic factor is a key for that as well. So there's several factors to look at as far as the way your body can handle utilizing oxygen within the cell. And that can be something as well. Now, structurally, it can be an issue within the back of the throat as well. There could be swelling in certain glandular areas that could be causing some of the issues. It could be an inflammatory response within the body. Many times when people are overweight, they've been eating the wrong kind of foods over a long period of time. They have food allergies, which can cause chronic congestion, chronic postnasal drip. It can cause a host of issues within the sinuses that can cause issues and create potential sleep apnea challenges. So several things to look at as far as a natural perspective. Is there a silver bullet? Not really. It's more about looking at some of the global issues you have going on and coming up with a game plan on that as well. So I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Infant deaths now are spurring an FDA warning against a food thickening gel. The U.S. FDA, or the FDA, is warning parents to avoid feeding a food thickening agent called Simply Thick. Parents and caregivers with any concerns about the use of Simply Thick should contact their health care provider, the FDA said. And according to the agency, Simply Thick is sold as distributors in pharmacies across the U.S. in packets of individual servings or in 64-ounce dispenser bottles. So want to be careful along with that, with NEC and with the Simply Thick. Just a little note of warning, especially from the FDA. Email came in. Kevin from Dayton, Ohio, says, I grind my teeth at night and wake up with headaches and jaw pain. With a dental night guard help, it would. And that possibly could be causing it. But also, with people that grind their teeth, typically there's an inability or kind of a loss, is a better way to put it, of GABA, or a deficiency of GABA. Now, GABA is a neurotransmitter. It's a brain chemical. And when GABA levels decline in the body, the excitatory response increases. So what happens is stress or anxiety can increase in the body. So GABA is kind of our chill-out neurotransmitter, our chill-out brain chemical. And it can get really low. That's why a lot of people, when they get stressed out or they have these kind of issues like grinding their teeth, they take medications such as buspirone or some of the benzodiazepines like Xanax. And that can cause the body to chill out and cause it to function better. But again, the grinding of the teeth, and if you don't want to be taking that for a long period of time. So there's some options. With GABA, there's some nutritional components that have been shown to be very helpful. Now, most of the time we talk about foods that you can look into, but these are probably foods you would want to avoid that can help stabilize GABA levels first from a food perspective, a nutritional perspective that they've shown. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with medication. This just has to do with building up nutrition within the body. Now, these are the foods that they say in research that you should avoid, and these are peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, barley, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. So all those foods are typically ones you would want to avoid, and they're healthy foods. You look at them and you think, well, my goodness, aren't those health foods? But just because a food is healthy for you doesn't mean that if you're dealing with a certain condition of some kind, your body has some kind of instability or deficiency, that it's not something you would want to avoid. So being careful with that is something that will be helpful, especially when you're grinding your teeth. But yeah, the Night Guard, to answer your question, Kevin, would be very helpful. So this is something, it all depends on, you know, the severity of it, you know, going to see your physician, seeing what they say, all of those kind of things would be very beneficial in the middle of what you're dealing with. Grinding your teeth can be a real challenge. Next, we're going to go to Alonzo. Alonzo, welcome to the show.
A year ago, I noticed a little painful lesion that came up on my leg. I thought it was like a bite from a spider. It actually turned out to be what they call a boil. I had been suffering with them now for about a year. They come and they go. They seem to lie dormant and they come back. My doctor gave me some medicine and it helped for a little bit, but they come back. And now my wife on Sunday had got a painful swelling over her eye completely closed up. And they said it was a skin abscess. I looked it up and saw the skin abscess meant that it was a boil. So I'm trying to figure out, is there something we can do as far as this goes, you know, to help these things out as far as getting rid of them? And is it something in our house that's actually causing this?
Potentially. I don't know if it's something so much in your house. It could be a bacterial infection that could be causing the pseudo boil or the boil, whatever it might be. So, I mean, your physician could probably run a couple of little tests to see if there's a bacterial infection or not. You might not even need to go that route, but I'd have it looked at. And as far as what to do about it, there's several things you can do. Internally, it just depends. If it's an antibiotic or if it's a bacteria, you might want to go with an antibiotic. Ionic silver can be very helpful. Externally over boils, too. There's some good research on that. So you might want to check in your health food store and talk to some folks about that sort of thing. But, I mean, again, it just depends on the root cause. Boils can be caused by different things. It could be an ingrown hair as much that could be causing the boil itself, or could appear like a boil. So it just depends. And, that's where getting hands-on and having someone look at it, that's the tough issue with skin. Skin really needs to be evaluated and looked at and then treated appropriately. But one thing I can tell you for good overall skin health is to keep the bacteria healthy in your gut. And keeping the bacteria healthy in the gut, there's good bacteria and bad bacteria. And one of the best things you can do is to eat healthy foods that contain a lot of natural, what are called probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. You can do that, and they make them in a supplement form, but also a lot of the dairy foods like goat's milk yogurt, regular raw cow's milk, which can be very healthy. A lot of those dairy products, kefir, can be really, really good. A lot of the hard cheeses contain large amounts of probiotics that can be really good for the gut health. And when you keep your gut healthy, many times the skin can be healthy as well. And remember, the skin's the largest organ we have. So keeping it healthy is pretty darn important. So a couple things to think about. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. More questions about your health when we come back. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today with a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices. They currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
March into Big Spring Preparedness Savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency Essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Sam wrote in an email from Virginia. He said, I'm looking to lose about 50 pounds. I've done several different diets, and I've worked out different ways, and nothing seems to work. What are the basics, and what do I need to do? Well, that's a great question. So I think a lot of people want to know that. And the reality is you need to lose 40, 50, 60 pounds, whatever it is. Then there's a couple things you need to think about. First is you definitely want to think about diet. Food's everything. People can just change their diet and lose 30 pounds. I'm not kidding. So it really makes a big difference because you start getting into the hormones within the body. You start getting into maximizing how the body works, maximizing hormones, maximizing fat burning potential. There's a whole host of items that need to be worked on within the body to get it to the level that needs to be. So you always want to think about food. Food is your first line of what you want to do. So when you think about eating, you want to think about the anti-inflammatory diet. That's obviously the one in my book, Empowering Your Health, that you can get at empoweringyourhealth.com. And at the end of the day, when you're focusing on eating, that's going to get everything generated. Now, it's going to help detoxify the body. So putting the right kind of nutrients in, you're going to cut down the body's ability to store body fat. You'll cut down on inflammation. You'll increase your body's ability to make good new healthy cells, lean muscle tissue, to hold on to that and to get the body working like a furnace. It's pretty simple. Three meals a day, a couple snacks in between, and you keep your body moving at a good pace. So lean quality protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, those are going to be your building blocks, the proteins. And then low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables. And why is that? Because a lot of the potatoes and the rice and the grains, they are, the carbohydrates tend to be a little bit more on the higher glycemic index side. They can store, cause the body to store a little bit, potentially more body fat. And you just want to, if you're really trying to trick or stimulate the body to trigger leptin to work properly and also to get the body fat to burn, it's better to stay away from those. So lean quality proteins and the low glycemic carbs are the best. Now here's the trick. A lot of people, when they get fat, and it just is what it is, you get fat and you're scared of eating fat because you think fat is going to make you fat. But that's not the case. Fat really doesn't make you fat. Fat actually works the hormones in the body to support proper hormone function. For guys, testosterone is the key in growth hormone levels. And keeping those healthy come from the healthy fats in the diet. Now, those are the omega-3s. You get those a lot from fish oil. You get it from fish itself. A lot of other nuts and seeds will give you those kind of healthy fats. The monounsaturated fats come from things like avocados. But just great, great healthy fats in the diet play a big role. 25 to 30% of your overall caloric intake needs to come from that. So you don't want to get too tied up in the numbers, but keeping everything equal is important. Balanced diet, just like we learned when we were kids, still stands true today. And it is very important to make sure you're putting the right kind of nutrients in the body so you can thrive in your health, have tons of energy, and begin to drop the weight that you're looking for. Now, exercise is a key too. I always say 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something you enjoy. But in that 5 days a week, if you're looking to really drop some massive weight, it's time to get into some weight training. I mean, that is proven, men and women, but men especially, it's proven to raise growth hormone levels, which is a powerful hormone within the body, as well as testosterone, our primary male hormone. And we lose that as we age. And if when you start gaining a lot of body fat, that really causes it to go down in a major way. So it's important to keep those up and exercise with weight training, minimum 3 days a week, 30 minutes at a time, high intensity with a moderate amount of weight has been shown in studies to just increase testosterone and growth hormone through the roof. So you can literally transform your body just by doing that. I want to encourage you to look into that, not just kind of meandering around in the gym. This is really busting your can. If you've ever seen any of the commercials for some of the P90X or the intensity commercials where the guys are just, and the gals are just busting their can, that is intense. It's very intense. So you don't have to go that level, but just a couple of notches underneath that to really see some big results. You really have to push yourself. And if you need to hire a personal trainer for a period of time for motivation and education, it's a smart thing to do. So I would consider looking into that as you go through that, because it really is. It's when you're looking to drop weight, you have to get your foundation right, your exercise has to be right, eating has to be right, and supplements have to be right. And supplements do play a role. Big fan. Green tea extract is really good, provided you don't have any autoimmune disease. Is really good. Great studies behind it. Conjugated linoleic acid, very, very important. and great research behind that as well for keeping the body lean and keeping it working at a high level, burning through excess calories, and also a good meal replacement. A good meal replacement is key, and with a protein that definitely is hormone-free, antibiotic-free, that is completely organic, you definitely want to go that route, getting that in your body maybe during your snack times or using it as a meal replacement altogether, because the high-quality proteins that are easy to digest, and that really is the key, the digestibility is so important for this that you really have to look into it and make sure that you're getting the right kind of nutrients. So there's a lot that can be done and that can be looked at with this sorts of thing when you're looking to lose weight. But getting your body into that state to lose 50 pounds, it's a mindset first. Then you lay the ground rules and then add in, obviously, the food and the diet and the exercise that you commit to 5 days a week, no matter what. You don't let anything in life get in the way of you accomplishing your goals. And you will be amazed within about 6 months you can drop that weight, depending on your environment, depending on your will and your ability to pull that off as far as your discipline. And discipline is a big key when you're dealing with weight loss. But it's one of those things like you were disciplined to eat a lot to put it on. Let's just get real. And don't forget, get with your physician, get some blood work done, have them check your hormone levels every 3 months during that process. Why? Because you want to look at, make sure your estrogen's not too high. You want to make sure your testosterone is not too low. Make sure your growth hormone is where it needs to be, that it's at a good level. FSH and LH, make sure you're not becoming anemic, and make sure that your thyroid is working properly. So that whole thing about don't get into an exercise routine before you check with your doctor, there's truth to that. But let them monitor you while you're doing that. Not only will they see the weight loss, but you'll monitor how well your organs are working and your glands and your body is working like a machine, like it's supposed to be. And it'll motivate you because you'll see the success that you're achieving throughout it all. I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. More questions about your health when we come back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338. We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Baby boomer generation that we talk about so often are the ones dealing with a lot of health challenges now, or starting to. And they're now fueling the boom with a lot of orthopedics as well. So a lot of the baby boomers are fueling a lot of the knee and the hip surgeries that the orthopedics are seeing. And now the bum knees, the worn out hips, and the sore shoulders, they're not into Medicare yet, but they're on their way. And these baby boomers are dealing with that. They said that the knee replacement surgeries now have doubled over the last decade and more than tripled in the 45 to 64 age group, new research shows, and the hips are trending that way too. Here's a surprise. It's not all due to obesity. Ironically, trying to stay fit and avoid extra pounds is taking a toll on a generation that expects bad joints to be swapped out like old tires on a car. Tennis greats like Billie Jean King, 67, is promoting the 30-year Smith and Nephew knees that she got last year. I wanted to make sure whatever they put in me was going to last, she said. I'm not trying to win Wimbledon anymore. I'm trying to get my exercise in, play a little tennis on the clay courts in Central Park, and walk to a movie or a restaurant. If I'd known what I know now, I would have had it 10 years ago. Joint replacements have enabled millions of people like King to lead better lives, and surgeons are increasingly comfortable offering them to younger people. So again, coming down the pipeline, our joints and our joint health is so critical and so important to overall health. And again, with the new technology that's coming out, it can be very beneficial to a lot of people that are looking to get their joints replaced and not having to walk around decrepit and not able to do and be the way you were 15, 20 years ago. When you get up into your 50s and 60s, You want to be able to thrive. You want to be able to exercise and run and be vital like you used to be, not to be worn down and broken down like your body's not working the way it used to. So very important when you're looking at that. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you haven't gotten into the social media world, Facebook and Twitter, it's a world to get into with us. Stay on top of everything going on. And if you have questions during the day, you'll get them whenever our show is aired in your time zone. You can always go to Facebook or Twitter and ask questions that way as well. We'll do our best to answer and respond in a timely manner. Let's go now to John. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for taking my call, Dr. Asa. I'm calling regarding I've had some recent lower back pain. It's been really excruciating. More than anything, it seems to go out on either side, and it kind of flips back and forth. It's almost like a floating disc or something like that. But visiting a doctor, he seems to think that there's a possibility of some spinal stenosis. And one of the things that really concerns me is that up along the kidney areas, it seems really, really inflamed. Plus, I have chills a lot. I mean, I just get the chills. It could be warm somewhere, but I get the chills, and my spine or whatever seems to start to spasm. And so I thought, I'm going to give you a call and see if there might be some things that, you know, and I do some chiropractic work also, but the last thing I'm thinking is doing some sort of operation and stuff like that. What are some things that I can do that maybe get some nutrients to this area and try to get it on the flip side, if you will?
Well, I think those are all good points and a good question too. When's the last time you've had some blood work done just to check all the different areas of your body, the different organ systems? When's the last time you've had that done?
I don't know that I've ever had that done. I've been active and pretty healthy for the doctor's not even part of my vocabulary and stuff. So when this came on, it was like, whoa, you talk about a life change. Or all of a sudden your world's flipped upside down. They're telling you that you might have to go on a knife. So I've never done that type of stuff.
Okay. Well, now, just so you know, now's the time. Because, and let me give you a little insight. It's, you know, with preventative care of any kind, it's always good to stay ahead of the game. And information is key. So we always gauge how our health is by how we feel. The challenge with that is that 80% of an organ system breaks down, or a joint or whatever, 80% of whatever in our body breaks down before we get our first symptom. So you can be cruising along and 65% of a certain part of your body is breaking down and you don't even know it yet. And so that's why getting blood work done with your primary care physician every 6 months to make sure that everything's doing okay within the body, potentially getting, even, you know, if you're an athlete and you haven't had x-rays done on certain joints, having that checked out every 5 to 10 years in certain areas. If you know that an area tends to be a problem area, it is not a bad idea, because looking at the different areas of the body, assessing it, making sure of what changes are coming down the pipeline, if you can see changes within the body, I would get blood work done, because I think they'll be able to find out a lot from a physiological perspective about what might be breaking down, what areas of the body might not be working right, and what could be contributing to a lot of these issues. I mean, if you haven't had any blood work done and whatnot in a long time, do you have a primary care that you can go see?
Yes, I do. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then that's what I would do. I mean, you can start eating better, and we can talk about diet, and we can talk about reducing inflammation in the body, and that'll play a big role. I mean, you've got to have that foundation regardless. But I think the real telltale sign will show itself in some of the diagnostic tests. I'm a big fan of that, by the way, just because really it gives you good information about where your body is. And then it gives whoever you're working with, whatever doctor or group of doctors or whomever, and you, it'll give you good insight on what to do. It'll help you with an action plan so that you're not stuck. And right now, you're in a position where you don't want to have surgery, and you want to be able to thrive, and you want your body to work like it did years ago and not be to a point where it's breaking down and being to a challenging position. So that would be my thought to you and be my encouragement to you, that to really pursue that and really go after it. I would get the blood work done. I'd get some diagnostic testing done and see what they find before you come up with any kind of game plan or, you know, kind of looking for just other options. I would get some testing done to get your baseline of where you are. And the fact that you haven't had that done in a long time is even more of a reason to go tomorrow and get it done. And just find out what they say. And tell them you want a full workup. So I don't want it just a basic workup. I want all of it. So have them check all your hormones, your testosterone, your estrogen, your thyroid, your B12. You want to get in and check a lot of the vitamin deficiencies, the potential for that. You really want to get in and dig. And when you get in there and dig and you really start making the right choices to get where you need to be, I mean, that is where you're going to find the answers. Just make sure you're making wise choices with your eating habits. That is a key. And I'll tell you that foundation will not change regardless of what they find in blood work and what they find in any of the tests. Okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Becky. Hi, Becky.
I have my tongue. Everything sets it on fire. My mouth draws like I've had something bitter, and I'm getting hoarser and hoarser. It doesn't hurt in my throat. And my lips are getting to where they're like chapped all the time and cracking on each side.
When you have issues like that, Becky, wow, okay. That's pretty typical for omega-3 fatty acid deficiencies. Remember, our body begins breaking down and we get sick for several reasons. Three specifically. One is nutritional deficiencies. And two is toxicity, which we can get toxins from the environment, from the air we breathe, from the foods we eat. We can get it from water supply, stress toxins, emotional toxins, and then also genetics play a role too. But this sounds a lot like a nutritional deficiency, typically with those kind of symptoms. I would get everything checked out, get some blood work done, have your physician do some tests just to double check. It's always a good thing to do. And then you might want to look into the potential and looking at your diet, kind of analyze how you eat, making sure you're eating the right way. When you start getting those kind of symptoms, a lot of times it can be things like vitamin B6. You could look into things like the omega-3 fatty acids, like cod liver oil. Sometimes an omega-3 fatty acid deficiency can cause some of the symptoms. So there's several things, even things like riboflavin, which is vitamin B2, and thiamine pyrophosphate, vitamin B1. They can be some contributing factors as well, and that just depends. Depends on your habits, your daily habits, whether you drink alcohol and smoke. I mean, or if you've done that for a series of, you know, for years, it can cause some deficiencies within the body. I mean, it's just something you have to look into. Blood test, though, is the key. I'm always a big fan of that. I'll sound like a broken record on that for probably years to come, just because I'm such a strong believer in it. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Email came in. Justin from California says, what can I do to get more energy? Well, that's the question, I think, of America right now. But nevertheless, it's a good question. The adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. If you are having low energy levels, one, you want to make sure your thyroid is not an issue. Get your doctor, get a blood test done for thyroid. Probably has to do with adrenals. That's what a lot of people struggle with. So if you lay off processed food, number one, stay off the coffee and the stimulants, number two. Green tea is really, really good for supporting adrenal gland function and also a lot of the antioxidants like vitamin C. But, yeah, the B vitamins are just a key, especially vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, has some great research on it as far as supporting the adrenal function when people are under a lot of stress. So those are some things you can look into that can be quite helpful in building up your energy levels.
For a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355, or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
show 24-7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Tim. Hi, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Hey. How you doing, Dr. Asa?
I'm living well, Tim. What's up? How can I help?
Well, my wife is in her early 30s, and she and her family has a history of arthritis, and she's a piano player. And we're trying to figure out some things that we can do to help prevent there being a problem. At this point, she doesn't have any problem, but with her using her hands so much and piano playing and things like that, we'd like to do what we can to prevent it. So we've been trying to search out some things and just curious of anything you may be aware of that could be a help to her.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Now, she has a family history of what kind of arthritis, osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis?
I'm not really sure. Brady knows if it's rheumatoid arthritis or... Not sure. Her grandmother played the piano as well, and then in her later years couldn't move her hands, her wrists and her and knuckles, and her father the same way as far as his hands specifically. So I don't know what kind.
Were the hands disfigured?
Somewhat, yes. Not terribly, but somewhat. It's swollen anyway, or looks swollen.
That probably is, if it's just swollen and whatnot, that's probably just osteoarthritis. The rheumatoid arthritis creates a real strong disfiguration of the joints, bending of the fingers, large nodules within the different interphalangeal joints. So, I mean, that's something that is, you would know it if that's the case. But, I mean, again, it could be. It's a strong genetic component with that as well. So, a couple things. First, when you're looking at arthritis as a whole, first thing you want to do with joint health, it's an itis. So think about it. An itis means inflammation. So what do you want to do? You want to reduce inflammation in the digestive tract as much as possible. So the anti-inflammatory diet in my book, Empowering Your Health, that's the way to go. So if you want to create a good foundation, eating is going to be your best asset. That's the best silver bullet there is in battling an inflammatory condition. And you can pick up the books at empoweringyourhealth.com. But the real challenge with all of this is to make sure that, obviously, you're creating an environment that fosters good joint health. Well, with constant repetitive motion like piano playing, there has to be some protective measures. Eating is number one, and then number two is making sure that you're getting the right kind of supplements on a daily basis that you can't get in your food supply, like fish oil, which you'd have to eat a ton of fish to equal the same amount of a tablespoon of cod liver oil or a good omega-3 fish oil. What that does, it cuts down on the inflammatory process within the body, helps support the joints as well. So, again, those are all keys. And I'll tell you a new one that's come out that's got really good research behind it is vitamin D. And with arthritis, we found through the research and the studies that with vitamin D, unbelievable. Because people are so deficient in vitamin D, it's just crazy. I mean, women have vitamin D levels at 5 and 10 when 30 is at the bare bone, or 35 is at the bare bone bottom end of the range for vitamin D. And really, in actuality, to keep vitamin D levels at a good range is between about 70 and 90 on the blood test is really where you want to be. So all the way around, that's where you want to land. And that really is the key when it comes to that. So just a couple things to encourage you along the way that, again, with arthritis, it's frustrating. Now, with a family history, you just want to be careful, obviously, getting blood tests done. Is she getting blood work done on a regular basis with her doctor?
Not that I'm aware of. I think probably every couple of years.
I would do it every 6 months. And that's not overdoing it at all. The blood changes. Here's why. Your blood changes every 90 to 120 days. That means every 3 to 4 months, your blood is completely died off. Like the whole group of blood cells all throughout your body have completely died off and regenerated in 3 to 4 months. So if blood changes that often and you don't check it for 2 years, think about all the changes that can occur in someone's body and you don't even know it. Deficiencies that could be forming and you don't even know it. So it's just important to get that done. So if she hasn't had that done, that is the first step, along with changing the way she's eating right now, for a good preventative lifestyle against arthritis. Exercise is a key too. Now, obviously, she's got the repetitive motion in her hands and her wrist from playing piano, but keeping a good daily routine, at least 4 to 5 days a week, doing something she enjoys that's weight-bearing, outside walking or jogging or working out with weights or playing tennis or doing something that's active for her will be really important too. And it's just really good for overall joint health. And there's all the different supplements out that like MSM and glucosamine sulfate, and they're okay. But I really think that through the studies that I've read and researched, that nothing compares for good joint health like vitamin D, keeping those numbers up in a good range, and also staying away from a lot of the inflammatory foods. That really does play a key role so much within arthritis that I just, it's one of those things that you really have to pay attention to. And coming up with a good game plan for her, even if it's radical, even if it's different, she will notice a big difference way down the line, especially as she continues to play the piano and sees better joint health rather than the deterioration that can happen. Again, it all comes down to the lifestyle choices that she makes every single day. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Jack asks in Florida, he says, how long should I exercise for? Great question. Well, I talk a lot about times, and 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. I say that just to give you kind of a general time zone, because after 45 minutes, at 46 minutes, there creates a spike in cortisol, which is a stress hormone that stores body fat, burns up muscle tissue, and also decreases your hormone levels, like your good hormones, such as testosterone and growth hormone. So that's kind of that critical mass point. So if you keep your workouts between about 30 and 40 minutes, that's the safe zone to make sure that you won't negatively impact your joint health. Puts another hour in the charts. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.